Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble falling asleep? Well, welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to create a safe place around, you know, kind of like building a campfire. Or a wagon, circling of the wagons, or some, you know, it doesn't have to be circle based. It could be, you know, what is that thing? Parallelogram based. But I'm gonna gather us together, you know, me, you, everything that's running through your brain, whatever's got you up at night, tossing and turning. Whatever's, you know, poking at you, talking at you, hurting you. Making your heart race, your mind just list and grind and grind. Whatever it is, I'm here to help. And I know if this is your first time here, second time here, 50th time here, you might be like, I don't understand why, what, when, how, who. Here's what it is. I'm going to tell a story. And talk. I'm going to try to do it in a lulling, even tone. I'm going to try to use my low voice tonight. Because, you know, I say, really take it down a notch. And I don't understand. I say, geez, I do a sleep podcast to put people to sleep. I don't understand how it works. I just know for some people it does. But believe it or not, my story is going to distract. Like, you're going to listen to this story, and ideally you'll be listening to that instead of thinking or listening to whatever the chatter's going on in your brain or whatever's, you know, if you got some kind of pain or worries or anguish or even something, you know, say, geez, I can't wait, tomorrow's the day the daisies bloom. I mean, I don't know if that's a thing, but just in case it is, you know, if I knew about that, you'd say, well, geez, what does a daisy look like? I'm not sure. I'm not sure what a daisy, identified day, but, you know, I'm sure if you knew about that, they'd be getting up for the daisies blooming. Would be cool. So, whatever is that, my story's goal is to say, well, geez, instead of thinking about any of that stuff or all of it, just listen to my voice, listen to my story. Well, you don't, you say, geez, kind of like I'm talking in the other room, and you're like, well, that's my amusingly grandfatherly figure, or, you know, something like out of the cartoons, one of those cartoon characters that's mildly amusing, that I like to listen to go on and on about, you know, cheddar cheese, or whatever the hell he talks about, Vermont versus, Dublin versus wherever. And you'll just listen to me. You'll be lying in bed, listen to me make it. You'll say, geez, well, here's it, Wisconsin. Let me list, you know, geez. And you say, geez, I could listen to that all day. And meanwhile, I'm in the other room, I'm not even talking about cheddar cheese. I'm talking about my gerbil named Chitter and saying, geez, I miss my gerbil named Chitter. And a follow-up gerbil Chitter 2, which were gerbils I had when I was a lad. But it doesn't really matter. You say, well, geez, and then I fell asleep because I was wondering what he was saying about cedar chips and salt licks, but I figured that was just how they make cheese in, you know, wherever. I don't even know. I think he said Besteros. So I'm going to try, just that's it. That's the thing. That's the way the podcast works. According to pseudoscience, you can't think about two things at once. So if you're listening to me, ideally you won't be running through all that stuff in your brain. And hopefully, because we've gathered a safe parallelogram of story and, you know, no sitting rules at this parallelogram, campfire parallelogram, kids. You know, the rest of your brain, they can say, hey, you don't have to sit any kind of cross-legged or, you know, sit up or sit down or just sit wherever you want. Just listen. Watch the fire crackle. Maybe make us some more, but you might be asleep already. You say, wow, the fire feels good. It's warm. I'm at the ideal distance where it's warming my face, but it doesn't make me feel like I'm getting the fire-related sunburn. Or, God forbid, fire sunburn awareness, where you got a bad sunburn and you didn't think about it, and then you're at the campfire and you say, wow, oh, jeez, is that too close to the fire? Oh, no, you got a terrible sunburn today. Did you forget to put sunscreen on? And that sunscreen brain loves to tell you at about 1 a.m. that it's, why didn't you put sunscreen on? Dude, I'm trying to sleep. I'm not here to discuss sunscreen. I mean, if I could tell you what's been running through my brain today, which will probably lead to what we'll talk about this episode, you know, and so that's one of the reasons I do it. I'm afflicted. I'm afflicted by over worry, over concern, over vigilance, hyper concern, other, what are those called? Prequels? The things that come before words. You say super, trans. I got trans. I used to say we do trans boredom on this podcast, and we do. We bore across all, across stuff. We're like the trans boredom express. Across the frozen, that wouldn't be a I wish it was a frozen tundra of nighttime thoughts. But more like it's like the boiling mud pits times a billion. Chattering away. But that's why I do it. It seems to work for some people. I hope it works for you. I'm glad you're here, and I hope I help you fall asleep. We're on the web, www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. You can find older episodes there or on your podcatcher. If you can subscribe in iTunes, that'd be key. The podcast will come right to you. You can email me, feedback at Sleep With Me Podcast. You can comment on the website. You can tweet me. And you can get me on Facebook, any of those means. You know, when it says, geez, sometimes I'm better at getting back to people. I try to get back to everybody. And I'd love to hear from you. We got the Silvertone, had this great idea. Yes, I think it was yesterday. What is today? Sunday. And Silvertone said, hey, let's try a hashtag. You guys just do it on Twitter. If you have an idea for a story, a picture, a word, a paragraph, something else, put hashtag Silvertone. That was my idea. But yeah, just put pound Silvertone, and then I'm late. Don't put it at Dear Scooter. Just put blah, 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 pound Silvertone. And at some point, I'll search that and then just use that for story ideas. So I don't know if you think what you think about that, but you know, if you do, pound Silvertone. And you still, you know, you can't give Silvertone enough hashtags. He's got atomic cherry juice or something. He's singing with tonight, I think. And I said I didn't have time to Google it because I thought I said, oh boy, that sounds like it's going to make my chest sweat. And I said, or maybe atomic cherry. I think it was atomic cherry juice. And they say, hey, that's good for sleep, they say. It increases melatonin. So that's it. If you want to support the podcast and you're going to shop on Amazon, just go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/Amazon. And then it'll put, I don't know how, once you do that for the, I think just for that session, if you buy something, we'll get a small percentage. They don't charge you anymore. We'll just get a small percentage per purchase. Evil, I bought some sleep phones over there because this cat ate his sleep phones. Paid his cat 49 cents. And I made 63 cents. And they say, well, geez, what about poor Eli? He said $4,000 trip to the vet to get the sleep phone. No, he did. I think his cat's fine. So that, or you get, if you want sleep phones, you go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones or headphones. Just go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/Amazon if you can. And that's it. I'm glad you're here. If you're good at fonts, you know, come up with a t-shirt idea. Sleep With Me podcast, or Sleep With Me in big words. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not on my A game right now. I don't know what it is, but I'm glad you're here, and I hope you follow. Oh, I said that. But yeah, let's keep moving on to the show. What do you say? All right, thank you. So I want to thank Chris Posty Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful that does our music. He's got a podcast, Sounds Like an Earful. I think I just said that, but check it out. Scotty and Jennifer do our artwork. I want to thank Michael, Alex, and Andy for commenting on the website. Alex especially, because I don't know if Alex was worried about correcting my spelling, but that's a nice thing to do. Say, hey, you're spelled Stitcher wrong. And I said, geez, to myself, I said, it will probably won't be the last time, especially Stitcher, anything TC. I say, geez, that's a TCH situation. But then you throw it on the internet, and it's like all bets are off. Obviously, the spelling of internet stuff. You say, well, we couldn't buy a vowel. What are they called? URL squatter or whatever the hell had the one with the E in it. So we dropped the E, and we, you know, we're, you know, we dropped the U from funk. And now we're Funk and Wagnalls Dance Club, you know. In Fun Emporium, which I did that name, you know, Midler. I don't know. Midler, we couldn't lose the I or the E, so we'll have to get on that. But yeah, thank you for correcting my spelling. Good intentions. You know, you can't be a jerk when you have good intentions. Someone could say you're a jerk. I'm not saying that. But even I said that, Alex, correcting my spelling, gosh darn it. In my, you know, pirate-y voice, if you have good intentions and someone says you're a jerk, you're not, I don't think. I don't know. But I can see why it's risky, you know. So thank you for risking me, my ire, to help me out. Thank you. And again, that was Michael, Alex, and Andy all had nice comments on the website. And man, we got Damon D on the backup. We just heard from Damon D. I haven't had a chance to get back to him, but that's good to know. Damon D, Mizuzu, Lucy, Marcus, our buddy that that I'm thinking about. Leslie Ann sent me something nice. Aaron from Aaron Ray. Oh. I don't know if there's an Aaron radio show, but I'll be talking about Aaron at some other point in the future. But he really offered to help us out a lot. Heidi sent me a couple nice pictures. Betty, I think I already thanked, but Betty, Leslie Ann, I just thanked. Divine Miss M, and hopefully I didn't miss anybody in emails. But yeah, wow, thank you guys. Over on Twitter, we have heard from some new people and, you know, old school listeners. Natalie M. A new listener for first couple listens. Our buddy John S. cracking me up. New listener to Glenn M. So a lot of M names in the alphabet. Semi-new listener, I think. Thanks, Glenn. Our buddy Rebel still, you know, sent something about Knights of Pen and Pen. I got a, you know, future problem that I'm going to have doing that. Jensen W, new listener, I think, or semi-new listener. Thank you. Words Are Birds, Alexandra, Silvertone, Kathy, Samantha. And over on Facebook, we got Laura, Alexandra, Billy W. He's cracking everybody up on Facebook, including me. He would accidentally tune in to me saying, hey, I got to get home to masturbate. And I was like, geez, which of the many... I didn't say this then, but my first reaction was, gee, okay, which masturbation discussion was that? I was like, did she say, did I get recorded? I thought I had to put that in deleted that. Julie G, Kimberly, Anna B, and everybody else out there. But I also have an announcement that just came in, literally just came in about, let me tell you, I think in the intro I said I was recording last night, and then last night was Sunday. Today's Monday. It's Monday afternoon when I'm recording now. And we'll get to that emotional state type stuff. But I got an announcement in on the wire here that I'm going to read with you know, my own embellishments. Okay, so this is the embellishment part. I wish, well, I don't know if I have one time. I guess I don't have a movie trailer voice. Two listeners of a podcast separately thought of an idea to form a career community within that podcast community to further communitize and bring community. One day each rose out of bed, grabbed a type communications device, typed a information across the superhighway, the information superhighway to scooters, inboxes or, you know, thingamajigs. And he read it and they both said, hey, we want to help you form a community, podcast community somewhere where everybody can gather and exchange tips and support, sleep support, friendship, you know, compadre situations, true digital bore friendship separately. And then, you know, did an intro. And I just want to, you know, get out of that voice. So, as I just said, Alexandra and Laura got a hold of me separately recently, almost on the exact same days. He said, hey, I'm a part of a couple of online communities. I think we should have one for the podcast so we can talk and share. Maybe a little more private because it's going to be a community, but it's going to be a Facebook community. But Alexandra and Laura have been working behind the scenes on it. So here's their announcement. Attention Stupor fans, you're invited to join the official Facebook Sleep With Me podcast community. Want to ask what Dear Scooter said after you fell asleep? Want to share your dreams? Have a happy announcement to share? Something you want support for? These are all great things. Come in and on in and talk about it, even if it's not sleep related. To join, you just send a Facebook join request to Sleep With Me podcast community. And I should have that in the show notes, and I'll be sharing that. But this literally came in at, now an hour ago. So I just want to thank Laura and Alexandra for their hard work. And their, you know, say, hey, this isn't just an idea. We're working, you know, they weren't, well, boom. And I know, I mean, probably other people have shared it. But this was just one of those things where I was like, okay, this just came up. And at the same time, I could, you know, so I think it's a wonderful thing. And I hope you guys feel like this is one more step in just saying, hey, this is a safe place. This will be another, you know, safe place on the internet, you know, so wear pants. And, don't wear a t-shirt with your social security number on it. But it should be a relatively safe place to share, like they said, anything. So that's it. So that'll be sharing the show. So I want to thank them both very much. And let's get on with the show. So it's a Monday. Happy Memorial Day. I want to thank you, everybody. And thank you and the thank yous, except for, you know. But all the people that are out there that are currently serving United States or any other of their countries, military to, you know, protect their country. Or a lot of those of you that have served. Whether you're living a happy and healthy life and you just can't sleep because of something else or because of, you know, anything that happened to you while you were serving, you know, your PTSD or whatever else it is. You know, thank you so much for stepping outside the normal, hey, thank you for having the courage, to say, hey, this is something I'm going to do. For whatever reason you did it, thanks. I don't know. I'm not good at this kind of stuff. So thank you. So I don't know, these 3-day weekends, part of me, let's see, so for Saturday, Sunday, it's Monday now. I don't know if anybody else feels this way, but I think it lulls you into not, like, okay, my anxiety, on Saturday, my anxiety was so low. I was like, oh, wow, normally, and I have a little extra responsibility this week, but I said, well, normally, I'd be worrying about all the stuff I get to get done on Sunday, but now I got extra day Monday. And then so I said, wow, it's like I got 2 Sundays in a row. So Saturday, I was really feeling well. So, man, this is great. And then yesterday, I don't know. I feel like all those brain pokers, brain bots, anxiety, stress, regret. I don't know. It started picking at me yesterday. I started thinking a lot about the past, mistakes I've made, things I never, Regret City, I guess. Ooh, take me down to Regret City. I mean, I wonder how many regrets Axl Rose has. I mean, maybe not. Maybe he's not at that point yet. Or maybe he's like, I don't care. I'm Axl Rose. I got regrets. What are you, freaking Frank Sinatra over here? But I was like, I was going to do an episode last night, but then it was late. And I was like, well, you have to, sometimes it's hard with the podcast to know when to say, okay, even though I don't feel like recording, I should record to rigor I talk about, or there's times, so it's like trying to find the fine line between forcing it and doing it when you don't, doing the work when you don't necessarily feel like it, but that's the time the work should be done. Now, luckily, I had today off. So I said, well, I don't want to force this. Something's going on with me. It's an inner turmoil situation. Let's not force it. So here I am doing the podcast now. And I had this idea last night I was going to do a show about, and I said, well, I also felt like I was forcing it, because then I had this other idea come up about a couch, sofas and couches in life. And I said, because I don't know, I don't know, everybody worries about money, right? And for most of us, there's not enough. And if you live in an urban area, it gets pretty expensive and pretty tight. And I said, I've been wanting to get a couch or a sofa. And I said, well, geez, when I have that much, whatever. I worked out. I said, well, this is when I'll get a new sofa. And then as part of me, this isn't regrets. Money comes up when you're not feeling good, and then you start to feel bad about money, and then you think about, and I was thinking about clutter, and then I was thinking about, geez, well, geez, the couch I have now is covered in dog hair. Why am I going to get another couch? Well, it's just the reason why. And then I was like, well, how often do I sit down and sit on the couch? I said, well, sometimes. It'd be nice. And then I started thinking about the couch I have. And I was like, well, no. And I was too emotionally close last night to say, let's sit down and do an episode about this couch. Because it's a holy mackerel, this couch and me. And again, this isn't like, I guess I can't even say this couch in me. And I guess I feel a little bit bad saying this. I don't really feel this that close to this couch or sofa. I don't know what the hell the difference between a sofa and a couch is, for starters. And I actually sold furniture. I didn't sell very many. I wasn't in the couch or sofa business, but this plays into it. But this couch, and I was like, Jesus, what are you going to do, a podcast episode about a couch? I said, geez, you're going to do a podcast episode about a couch? What's that? Okay, well, let's, okay. So I said, hey, let's do it. And I said, well, the couch that yearned to be free. But then it's like, well, maybe this is one of these get to know the podcaster episodes, because this couch and me, again, there I go saying that, like this couch has been a partner of mine. And it hasn't been. It's been there. I mean, this is why I say the couch that yearned to be free, because it's like, Jesus, poor couch. It's kind of been dragged along for the ride. And I feel like not a bully, a neglectful pet owner almost, talking about this. So the way back story of how I got this couch. Way too much details, but I had this furniture business that failed. I think I've talked about that. Bankrupted me and my wife at the time. That's probably, now we're in new podcaster revealing territory. And it was a horrible mistake getting into this business. Terrible idea. And then not only was it a bad idea, it was something I stuck with, because I said, well, geez, I don't want to quit this. it was a bad idea from day one, but I said, well, maybe I didn't trust my gut. I think I've talked about this a little bit, and I should have said, oh, I'm not a furniture salesman. I'm not a business, like an entrepreneur who are a salesman. That's, and there's nothing wrong with that. Those of you that are listening that are, that if that's your thing, and you know, that's great. But I'm not, for sure, because this is not the only business I almost ran into the ground trying to sell stuff. But anyway, we could talk about that another time. But towards the end of the furniture business, it was just a company selling furniture on the internet. And they said, oh, we want to partner with local, like I was selling on the internet, but more on Craigslist. And they were selling it like on a website. And they said, oh, we want to partner with local places to distribute our furniture that we sell on the internet. And they sold couches and stuff. So this couch is one of the things that came through them. And I can't remember if it was like they had sent it to somebody and they canceled the order or what had happened. But this couch didn't get sold by them. It ended up sitting in my warehouse. And every once in a while, like I said, I didn't sell couches. I think I tried to sell it on Craigslist. But it was like a reddish, maroonish colored couch, which I have no taste. So I said, well, just this ain't a half bad looking couch. Not the most comfortable, but not the most uncomfortable either. And what do you call it? But I couldn't sell it. And then and then the company that was selling the internet, I got in a big fight with them, probably with all my stuff. I had a big jerk to those guys. I was like, you owe me all this money. We were fighting over money. Actually, they weren't fighting. I was like, felt like they owed me some money, whatever. Not pretty things, but probably some, you know, apologies are owed. I owe some apologies there. But somehow they ended up with this couch. Whether they owed me money, they gave me the couch instead, or they said, just sell it and keep the money, or something like that. End up with this poor maroon couch. And I couldn't sell it, and then I was selling everything I could of this furniture business, because once I knew I was out of business, you know, you try to sell everything because you got to move out of your warehouse or whatever. And I remember, like, I pretty much sold everything, all my floor samples and all that, but I couldn't sell this couch. There was a couple other things I couldn't sell, but this couch was one of them. Now my wife at the time, I said, hey, this couch, I kept trying to pitch her on it anyway. I was like, I don't like this couch. And she was like, I don't think she ever came on and said it was ugly. But I said, well, geez, now we're stuck with it. You could tell what a great... And so I said, well, she's a brand new couch. It's nice. And again, I don't want to be disregarding, but this couch is not the most... It's kind of like a couch, you're like, eh. Kind of like the podcast when you're like, yeah, the stories, I'll fall asleep. Not super comfortable. Not the best for lying and taking a nap. Kind of a poor design. And I can't take a picture of it because I have a black slipcover on it now. But so business goes under. Or I decided to, whatever. Business is closed. The couch comes home with us. And then the couch has to stay with us. And we say neither one of us, you know, it was almost like this symbol of a failure I was almost unaware of. I said, geez, it was like such a relief to be away from this business. Like it had already failed, but I stuck it out for like many more years. So in some sense, this couch was stuck in this weird psychic place because it was like, totally a symbol of my failure, but also like a symbol of my freedom from the failure. But you're not, you know, it's okay to fail, but you, at the same time, I don't know, it was like some sort of wave tidal action or something, like the impact of the failure hadn't hit me yet. Within the first year or two, I was so relieved to be on the shore, you know, that the tsunami wave had not crashed on me yet. And I think that's one of the things about failure Especially if you move away from your 20s and move into ages beyond your 20s, it's like saying, oh, geez, it's the impact of that failure, of the wave crashing on you, of like bringing you to your senses or terrifying you, where you actually have to come to grips with it and say, oh, what did I learn from this experience? Or what can I carry me forward? Or was it this terrible tsunami that, wreaked all this destruction and now I've got to pick up the pieces or whatever? So in some sense, this was like a mini tsunami, this couch. At the time, I didn't know it. And this couch had, silently sat in observance as, I continued to not do the best job as a partner, and is just getting any general direction in my life. But this couch kind of sat and stood silent watch. And maybe, yeah, what was like, and then we had a daughter together. And this is getting way deeper than I thought it would. But, this is what 3-day weekends are here for, I guess. And the couch was there for that, the tsunami couch, and we're starting to raise our daughter together. And then the painful parts of having a relationship, either with someone, in my case, I wasn't fully invested in the relationship. I was like, I don't know if I was a full-blown drunk at the time, but I definitely wasn't a full partner. And just like the business, I was playing out a similar pattern where it was like, I wasn't trying to fix things in neither one. It was like I was defeated, but not willing to admit defeat. And I think that was the business more than the relationship. But I don't know. This is just not this is not all 100% my business to be airing here. I'm just trying to put everything in context. But in some sense, I bear a lot of that responsibility. But the couch was there. Watching this go on, and then things happen. I need to respect some decorum here. And then the couch went into storage for some point, where we weren't living together anymore, and then we both moved again. Separately, and then the couch moved. This time I said, oh, geez, that couch is in storage. I'll take it. And again, I'm trying to skirt around this private stuff because it's kind of private. You don't have to say, geez, this is some disclosure. But I don't want to over-disclose anything. But so the, and then, but this poor couch is like, geez, okay, I'll take you out of storage instead of throwing you away. And this couch came to the place now where I still live. This was many years ago. And then I said, well, at some point, after like living in my place for a few months, I said, geez, this couch is kind of ugly, poor thing. And I said, let me get one of those covers for it. And I think right around the same time, I got a black cover for it. And I said, well, maybe it's good, because, the thing about a couch is you do want a special relationship with I guess I'm sorry to be, I'm not trying to be hurtful, but it's like, and I'm not, this is not a metaphorical discussion. This is an actual concrete discussion about a couch. I'm not making any metaphors here. Ideally, you want a couch you take a nap on, that you drool on, that you fall asleep on in different positions, but that you're like, oh, I mean, I guess this is like my fantasy couch relationship. It's like, oh man, I can't wait to kick back this couch. I'm just like, well, I can kind of get comfortable, but I put this black slip cover on it. And I said, hey, not bad. Then I get right around the same time, I got my dog. And I hadn't owned a dog as an adult. So I didn't really know the ins and outs. And this was a full grown dog, Koa, that I got. And yeah, it was just to relieve anybody's fears, was sharing custody with my daughter and co-parenting, and that's a wonderful thing, and that's going fine. So just address that there. But this dog, I let it sit on the couch, and it was covered in dog hair. And I was like, oh, that was a bad idea. And that was years ago. And it's still covered in hair. A lot of times, so that's the state of affairs of the couch with it. I just intertwined in my life inexorably. Ideally, I could have avoided it telling you guys any of that. But, you know, you guys are getting to know me. Some of you get, you know, email me or run into me. You might know some of this. Some, you know, but you guys know, but from listening, it's like I'm a human being just like all of you. Trials and travails. A lot of mistakes I made and a lot of people I've hurt, you know. But this isn't a public airing or attempt to resolve any of that. Just part of a story. Just part of my tale, I guess, in trying to tell this tale about the couch. And set up like, what the hell is this couch one? And this isn't a metaphor, but maybe the couch will become its own. Maybe the couch wishes it had a metaphor for it. Like, I mean, this poor couch, if it could speak, it's like, you've dragged me through your life. And I mean, first of all, the couch would probably go get whoever designed it and be like, what the hell? And then maybe it was like a custom order. Again, I don't know. I find that a maroonish color, I like it. But I guess, yeah, it doesn't really, definitely doesn't go with anything I own. And then even with the black cover covered in dog hair, it's like, well, geez, that doesn't really match. And, you know, and I said, it's not a most comfortable couch. It's not terribly uncomfortable. It's just like a mediocre couch that's been chained to me. And for a semi-disposable item like a couch, it's like, man, what a life to live, being chained to me. And you may say, well, Jesus, couch saw a birth of a child, a child's first steps. The couch is seeing, you know, happiness and passion between people. And probably moments of love. And moments of love between parents and a child, between grandparents and a child. It's been at celebrations and birthday parties. It's had a dog, you know, that has, you know, it can't stop licking her feet, so her feet always smell on her. That's a nice dog. And you say, geez, you're not seeing the whole picture. And I guess that's another thing that comes up on these anxiety-ridden days is, you know, oh, wait, I don't see the whole picture. I was having this discussion with somebody. And, you know, it's hard navigating these relationships with all of you guys sometimes because it's like, I don't know you or you don't know me, but we kind of know each other. And then sometimes confusion can come up. And I've had more than one person say, oh, geez, I have trouble reconciling the person I hear in the podcast, the person I see on Periscope, with the person you say you are or whatever. And it's like when I said, yeah, it's hard for me because I only see myself from the inside. And so it's interesting. This couch has been seeing me from the outside the whole time. So the couch is probably like, dude, you only see in the negative. You're not seeing the whole picture. But I don't see the whole picture with myself. I just hear all these noises and all these voices inside and all these voices from the past and worries about the future. So I don't see what you guys see or necessarily hear what you hear. And I have a little bit of a quick story about it, and then I'll try to do some sort of fantasy type story too. So one of the things I did was join this San Francisco podcasters meetup where I've been to two meetings, and it's like ideally be like a help each other as we try to develop our podcasts or people try to launch their podcasts. And I talked about a little bit Dom and Jen from This Damn World. That's their podcast. They host it and everything, and they're great, great people. The last one we were at, there was a couple different people there trying to launch their podcast or get ready. And there was this woman there named Carol. And her husband were, she was there, but her and her husband were thinking about launching this podcast or coming up with ideas for their podcast. I guess I was trying to come out of my shell and, like, be helpful. I mean, and I got really excited about it, you know, helping. I said, geez, you know, I remember I'm not good at asking for help. So I was excited to help these people that are trying to start their podcast. And so was Dom and Jen. And there was another guy, Mark, there, who was trying to start a podcasting company. And he was pretty excited too. And so I was like, oh yeah, like I was just trying to relay some of my experience. And I have no idea how I come across, to be honest with you. Like, to me, it always feels like, and this is very egotistical, but that people just, people will end up being like, seeing right through me, that I'm a terrible person and like a repulsive human being. I mean, you know, geez, there's some good qualities that you're trying to put forth, but we can detect who you are. But trying to fight against that part of my ego, because it's just this form of egotism or whatever, or whatever you want to call it, narcissism is being better than everybody. So trying to keep that in check and be like, well, how can I help these people launch their podcast? But this is still like baby steps for me. I don't know what the hell, you know, I've never done this stuff as an adult before. But so I got into it, like the flow or whatever the hell, like being like, oh yeah, like this is okay. Oh, that's, you know, just talking without editing myself, kind of like I'm doing tonight. But whatever, it ended up, after the meeting, and I just said, oh, this is my podcast, and people kind of laugh when, you know, they hear the idea in a positive way. They say, oh, that's a unique idea. But so she said, we were getting ready to leave, it was nighttime, and she, Carol said, she's like, oh, I'm walking to BART, anybody go? I'm like, oh, I'm going to BART, that's the train. So I said, we'll walk together. So we're chatting, wonderfully pleasant person, wonderful person. I can't wait till she gets her podcast launched. But we were chatting, and I was telling her more about my podcast and you guys, how wonderful you guys are. And she said, I'll have to listen to it, you know, when I get home and check it out. And then she sent me an email the next day. Oh, thanks so much. Because, you know, I was really interested. I was honestly interested and honestly wanted to help. But she sent me this wonderfully nice email where she said the same thing you guys say, but from the exact opposite perspective. She said, wow, like, I don't think I could fall asleep to your podcast. It was great. And I can't wait to tell everybody I know about it. But she was like, I can't resolve. You know, it's hard for me to resolve the person I met with the person in the podcast. And I don't know if that's because I was more, like, less goofy or more goofy. Or, like, because I was serious and I was like, geez, I wasn't trying to be serious, like, about the podcasting business. Or because, yeah, I was in more of a helping make a podcast mode. So it can be weird, these kind of things. And really a little bit terrifying to be like, oh, all you guys are listening. And I've met some of you. Or I've emailed with some of you. And it's like, geez, I don't even know who the hell I am a lot of the time. I'm still trying to figure that out. And the weird thing is, so this couch... We have the tsunami couch has been there the whole time watching me stumble through life and watching me have these high moments in life, these wonderful moments in life that somehow I'm still learning to be grateful for or to savor, to learn what savoring means or to appreciate things because I'm lucky to have some of these things. Because I know I hear from some of you guys, people with chronic pain issues. Or, I mean, man, I've been sick for the past week. And I've been, you know, man, I don't know. So I'm an incredibly lucky person. And then on top of that, all that, I'm incredibly lucky to have this podcast. And to be able to just tell stories and share with you guys. And experiment and then say, geez, whatever this testing out I'm doing, and following my gut, which was one of my huge mistakes all along, not following my gut. Geez, follow my gut in this situation. It's helping people fall asleep. And I don't quite understand what's going on here. It is counterintuitive. And it doesn't make a whole lot of sense a lot of times, but it can be fun. It stretches me so much. And it's like, geez, I don't know what the couch has to say about it. I wish the couch could talk. But I don't think it would, I don't know how well it would go because the couch really has a lot of grievances against me or should. That couch might just be totally chill. But I don't know, maybe it's a gift tonight for the rest of the time we have here. Just take a couple breaths and say, well, maybe we can start to look at it from a couch's perspective. Maybe my ego could step aside and say, yeah, maybe I don't know the answers about who I am. Whether I want to say I'm all this bad person with this past of mistakes and hurts and unfulfilled things. And then you're just glossing over or whatever the rever matting over all of the joy there. And maybe that way, I say, well, geez, that is the past. You're right. So maybe if we take a minute and you say, well, geez, he Scooter just kind of, I don't know, that was overwhelming maybe, or it was overwhelming for me. You say, well, geez, a lot of people go through this kind of stuff. This is a part of the human condition. Regret, fear of the future, mistakes, we all make them, failures, couches even, and not even, well, most of us have them, or sofas, or futons, or some freaking sitting, primary sitting device. Well, Jesus has a time for the personification of, your sofa, or whatever else, but maybe it is, maybe it's like, geez, I never cut you a break. I was so caught up in my stuff. And if we're putting aside the metaphor thing, all the stuff I talked about, that kind of stuff involving other people deserves more than just a sofa-based metaphor, clearly. So, yeah, I'm not trying to make any metaphor about I said that about 50 times. Maybe just to relieve my own fear. But what if it's like, hey, man, I never caught your name over the past whatever. I don't even know how long it's been. That's what I was thinking last night. I'm like, man, when was that? I said, well, geez, the bankruptcy hasn't cleared my credit report, so it hasn't been 10 years, but it's been a while. And man, you've been dragging you along or forcing you along, or maybe the sofa's chills. Maybe it'd be nice to have. Jeff Daniels comes a lot, along a lot, comes up a lot in podcast discussions with people. But that would be a pretty good person to have personify your sofa. And maybe not quite the dude. Was it Bad Blake? But maybe more like, geez, I bet you Jeff Daniels has got a, pinch of those, but, he's got his own fullness to him that we don't see or know. And she, but she's just Jeff Daniels go through this identity thing. Well, geez, am I the, which side of the mirror am I? What the hell? What does that even mean? Am I the paint? What the hell? And, I don't know, maybe Jeff, Bridges is too much, But he's like a good silent listener with a grin. He's got those kind eyes. I wonder how close him and Bo are, I guess. Are they best friends, you think? I mean, I think Bo Bridges is still with us, but I'm not. I think he's on a show right now. You say, well, it's not really an archangel or a. Is that what they're called? Guardian angel? It's my tsunami sofa, in some senses, just broken over me in the past couple of years, the impact. And maybe it was the cheap slipcover I put on it that was instantly covered in dog hair. And then the clutter amassed on it, and then, panically unmasked on it, and then the laundry, the folded laundry, the unfolded laundry. The remotes, the mouses, the chargers, I say, well, I can clean that up and move it. But I never said, hey, man, hey, tsunami sofa. I'm sorry. I never got it right with you. And I'm not even sure what right is. I never even gave you a chance, or ever said, I even had the respect to say, hey, well, you know, we're not feeling you. But and then I said, well, I don't know. At the time, I didn't really have any other options. I could have thrown you in the back of a truck, but then what would I have done with you? You know, because I still have nightmares or what are those panic type dreams of having a forgotten warehouse or storage unit full of furniture I never dealt with like you. And since you've been here all along, you've been quiet because you're a sofa, of course. You don't talk much, but you really haven't made any trouble. And geez, you've put up with a hell of a lot. And eventually, you know, I'm trying, well, have I taken it? I'm sure I've taken naps on you. So I'm sorry I didn't take any naps on you. I'm sorry that you've just kind of been there and treated that way. Probably not what you were going for. I mean, probably, and that's then to be, you know, you probably would have been more, well, wrong material for a porn shoot. And I think your price point, you know, you weren't a super expensive sofa, but probably too much for, you know, a couple of, you know, afternoon porn shoot. But your color is porn, maybe well, porn office surprise shooting everywhere. I didn't mean it that way, but, you know, so maybe not a porn office. But, you know, maybe backstage somewhere, it would be, well, then you'd be, so, well. You might like that sob. I mean, I spilled a lot of beer on you. And so maybe backstage somewhere, maybe someplace like the Silverstone was with the Atomic Cherry, I don't know, I don't want to look it up, but it wasn't Atomic Cherry Juice. It was either Atomic Cherries or Atomic Cherry Kittens. Or something, I don't know, but maybe backstage at some place like that has like a little, you know, where the Silvertone would be, actually. It would be, you're kind of jazzy. And I'm so you say, well, it's too late now, man. Why don't you just, and that's why I say, well, hey, man, listen, I know this is going to sound weird, sofa, but I have this podcast and it puts people to sleep and it helps people with, yeah, I don't know, I want to give this to you. So I want you to close your eyes. You don't even need to be Jeff Bridges because you don't need to help me anymore. You've helped me. You've been here. Maybe you already helped me in the tsunami way, crash, being watching everything crashing over me to be like, hey, you know, right your wrongs and appreciate what you have and what maybe you can learn to savor what you had. And, you know, suck the juice out of life or whatever the hell it is. But here, it's not about me right now. So if I want you to. I don't know, you don't have eyes, but if you were a free sofa, you would find yourself awake in these woods as green leaves and a dried leaf path through trees. You hang your sofa head low as you go through, and as the trees they part open, you see a couple of trees that have fallen on each other, that have fallen down. Blue sky streams through on you, and you look close at one of the fallen trees for the first time. You know, you've seen it on those TV shows and stuff, but now you can see moss growing inside trees. Say, geez, what did that podcast guy say about the moss? Does it grow? But you think you see the texture, you look real close, you lean in, and you see how it's layered and dense, and you think of the Hulk probably from the times we watched stuff with the Hulk, the different Hulk movies. What was there? So there's three different actual Hulks, or just two. You say, well, geez, there was that one, that one. And then the Avengers Hulk, so that's three. But you say, Jesus, that's a sofa-like texture. And then you say to me, you know, you look back and say, geez, at least I'm not this color. This wouldn't match anything, but I know you like it anyway, which is even weirder. And then you tell me, put my nose and face down to the, and get my own good look at the moss growing. And I look so close there. And I see it too. I say, geez, yeah, you're right. That's cool. And you push my face into it and laugh. I say, is that the first trick you've played on me? You say, no, it's not. Been playing tricks. And I say, like, what? And you say, never mind. Oh, look, there's more moss. And then you say, hey, let's follow along these broken trees. These trees are, you pat the wood. No, I wonder. And you say, hey, just watch me. And I watch you taking in. That's some internal wood-on-wood bonding. And then we get a close-up view. You point out little holes bored in the side of this rotting piece of tree. It's moist, moist when older dead tree starts to absorb water like a woody sponge. There's even a flower petal resting on it, so gently. And a green tinge to some wood. You say, you think that's moss? I say, I don't know if that's moss or algae or what the hell it is. Moss. I say, you think it could be some moss stain? And you shrug your shoulders and then you hop up on the log. And you start to navigate it like a child would, balancing on the log. And I say, wow, you're very personified now. Walking the log, almost laughing. Oh, we come across a little clearing. It's a picnic table. It looks like there's an electric light hanging above the table, like they'd get at IKEA or something. And they say, "Geez, it was too bad we didn't pack a picnic." And I say, "Do you ever sit down?" I say, "Well, that's a weird question, but would you sit down here?" And you laugh at me. And you tell me to sit down, and you sit next to me. And I say, oh, geez, I guess you do sit down. And we look out at the woods. And you're just so silent, taking it all in. I guess I don't know where your eyes are. And taking everything in. And as I start to watch, I say, Jesus, this is a, I say, I should have taken you on an adventure sooner. Maybe I should take you somewhere, send you somewhere with the power I have, the power of lulling dullness. Would you like your own full adventure? Because I was like, Jesus, I could have given you one this one, but I was kind of caught up in my own stuff. And I said, Jesus, I think that was a slightly tilting nod. And then I think I get the sense you want me to be quiet, so I sit there and we take in the sounds of the. Well, we take in the sounds of the day woods, which are much different. Some bird calls, and a lot of wind rustling through the trees. Human sounds. I hear something buzzing. It's a lawnmower or a, what do you call that? Tree cutting thing, a chainsaw, siren carrying on in the distance. Where I guess where I really see is like the beginning of something. Sending this tsunami out. I say, geez, maybe I shouldn't call you tsunami couch, but I don't have anything else to call you. And I feel like right now my stock names wouldn't do you justice. So I say, hey, maybe in a couple nights I'll send you out somewhere cool. We get to know you a little bit better with your Jeff Daniels-esque thingamajig you got going. And I feel an arm around me. And I say, Jesus, is that a couch arm that I've shunned away? Because I said, well, Jesus, it's just not. And if you wave, hold up your other arm to quiet me down. I say, yeah. Well, I say, thanks, and I'm sorry. And then you wave out at the woods. And you wave out at the woods. And I say, well, And I get the sense that things are going to be okay, that I got a case of 3-day weekend nerves and I'm making it all about me. And it was this whole life you've lived has gone unappreciated, and the whole life of the forest, the person with the chainsaw, the birds, the bugs, the moss, the trees. And I just let it sink in so slowly, like the slow rolling of the trees in the wind, punctuated by the quick ruffling of the leaves and the calls of the birds. And it settles something in me, some vibration of nerves or anxiety. So this is something here that's real, that's now. It's not in the future or the past, but it's always here to return to in some sense if I can make some space for it and remember it. And I say, okay, well, I think I can make it through Tuesday now, or Wednesday or Thursday. I just breathe in. I smell that moss. I smell the wet earth. There's something that smells like green and moisture. And I say, man, okay. Yeah, it's going to be okay. All right, good night.